Hi, this is Marian Samuel from the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse in Antigua. Every Wednesday at 12:30 p.m., we interview a guest about real-life issues from the Caribbean. Welcome to Lighthouse Conversations, a time to explore the issues surrounding your everyday existence. Your family, your community, your environment, your health and safety habits, your lifestyle, both physically and spiritually, will all be discussed here on Lighthouse Conversations. Let's get started and see just what we can learn to better your life. Welcome to Lighthouse Conversation. I am Marian Samuel, your host, and today we have Mr. Calvin Southwell, April's ambassador for the Medical Benefits Scheme calendar, Staying Alive. Welcome, sir, and thank you very much for taking time to share your life story with us.
Thank you so much, Marian. Thank you.
This month, the Medical Benefits Scheme calendar features a health issue that many face, and some are not aware that they would likely be affected with this health problem. It's hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. Mr. Southwell, how are you doing, first of all?
The fact that I'm alive, I am so blessed. I am so glad that I can share my information with others, and to let them know how easy your life can change, you know? I had a stroke. It's going to be on the 17th of December. We'll make 3 years. I had a stroke, and my life has changed forever, you know? Mm-hmm. But I'm still here, and I'm so blessed.
Okay, Mrs. Southwell, before you were actually diagnosed with hypertension,
yes.
Was there a point of indication to tell you that your body was doing or going through something?
You see, the problem is that I don't think, especially men, we don't think about our life, how it can change. And we always think, oh, it's nothing. You know, you just had a headache, or you have something small thing that you think wasn't change your life forever. Now, I used to go to my doctor, and I think I was a person who always say, oh, it's okay, I'm fine. I'm a diabetic. When I feel it coming on me, I will just take a tablet. And, you know, I should have taken my heed from our doctors that you're a diabetic, you have to eat certain things and you rest and all that kind of thing. But I'm a person who's always working and not thinking about how, you know, it can affect me. And I have to say thank God to my wife, who realized, because the morning I had a stroke, I thought I was just, I kept saying to my wife, I was saying, I don't know what is wrong with me. I'm just tired. I'm so tired. I just kept saying that. But what I was realizing that every time I said something to her, I have to repeat it once, twice, because I never remember what she said. And she said, something is wrong. I don't understand. And she had to call the doctor. And they asked questions and stuff like that. And they realized that they're getting a stroke. We need to get the ambulance right now. Now, of course, typical men, we don't want no ambulance and stuff like that. Or I said to my wife, you know, I can just go together in the hospital. And the doctors were saying to me, the quicker, the better it is for me, you know. And I didn't want to. I kept saying to my wife, no, I prefer to just go to the together, mm-hmm. you know. But the doctors realized that when you have a stroke, the quicker that you get, they can get you, it's easier. Right. For you. And thank God the EG persons were close by, and they actually, by the time they catch me, I was gone. I was out.
Wow.
And when I saw myself afterwards, I had to learn how to speak. I didn't recognize nobody that I know. And it was I can't tell you how blessed I am that I'm still here. Because what the doctor said, if I was by myself, I would have been gone.
Wow.
That would have been the last for me, you know?
Thank you so much for sharing that experience with us. I am sure listeners will learn much from just that, what you just said a while ago. How did you challenge yourself to stay alive, stay well?
Well, of course, for me right now, the most important thing for me to do is to heed to all my symptoms. Of course, I try to eat properly now. I know exactly I am a diabetic, and I have to, in the morning, I have to check my levels. That is, I need to know how high is my sugar levels, and I have to take my tablets. I used to eat properly at the right time and not decide that I don't need to eat now, I can eat later in the evening or something like that. I have to do certain things at a certain time instead of doing it when I thought it would not be good for me,
right.
You know? Men, I don't think we think about our health. Is that important? That's very important that men should know that our health is just as important as our wife. You know, women will go to the doctors and they do all the checks and all of that. A man always said, oh, I'm okay. I'm just having a little headache or, you know, I'm okay. Tomorrow, we'll do tomorrow. And always admit tomorrow. And sometimes tomorrow might be the last time, you know. So
true.
You have to have food, you know, basic things like that, you know. Mm-hmm. You have to do just basic things like that.
Right. What advice do you have for those who might be facing this condition?
What I would say, we know what our symptoms are, heed. And, of course, I like to tell, especially, I always say men, because the problem I always realize, I never meant men, I'm a typical man, you know, we don't really think things like that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
We need to know what our symptoms are, what if we are diabetic or with somewhat heart problems and stuff like that, we need what can happen and what are the symptoms, and we need to eat properly. Simple things like eat properly, eat the right food that is appropriate for you, rest, get some rest, exercise is very important for us.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise, not only but the right exercise, you know, go some walking and stuff. You don't have to be in the gym and doing all those, you know, things like things that typicals want to do because we want muscles and stuff like that.
Right.
Get some brisk walking and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Drink a lot of water or simple things like that that I never used to do. I used to think I have to drink sodas or stuff like that or have another drink or something else, but you know, as long as we know what our symptoms are and what problems we have, we know exactly what we have to do because we will live even better.
You know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are times when you would go to the doctor, especially the men, and they find out, okay, I have hypertension. I was diagnosed with hypertension. And they might figure, okay, my time is running out. What would you tell a person like that?
Well, for me... Everybody wants to live, but as much as possible, we want to have a great life, you know. We have a lot of goals in life that we want to fulfill. And we have to live properly because, listen, nobody knows what time we're going to die. No one knows that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very important. But as long as you don't think about yourself alone, you have to think about your family, your children, stuff like that. You
mm-hmm.
need to, because you want to see them grow and, you know, have good lives as well. And because I'm getting older, I'm now 60, you know, I never thought that, you know, I thought I had a long time, but your life can change. It's very important to have health, and health means that you have to go to the doctor, check your levels and all stuff like that. Yeah, I need to check simple things because I wasn't a typical guy who would go to the doctor. I had to be really, really sick to go to the doctor. Typical Antiguan men, we always think, oh, we're okay. It's a bad thing, Caribbean men. We always think that, oh, the woman will go to the doctor, she's fine, she has to do a check and all that.
Sure.
But men, we don't. But just as important, a man, we're human beings. You know, we need to check just as well. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. a big problem that a lot of men are having right now, to go and check for your prostate and stuff like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I never thought about that. I'm old. I used to think I'm old. I'm young enough. I am not ready for that. I think when you're really, really old, stuff like that would happen. But of a certain age, and some people, you have to know your family would have a situation of that. You have to check, just like a woman check, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's very important. I just want to let every man, all the men here in Antigua and the Caribbean, our black men especially, we need to check everything. Just like the woman do, we have to do the same thing. We're human beings, you know? Mm-hmm. Don't think we have to be really sick, because it might be the last time we have a chance to do it, you know?
How has the medical benefit scheme assisted you?
Well, medical benefit has helped me tremendously. Unfortunately for me, when I got a stroke, I couldn't work for going about three years now. I haven't worked. I'm now going back to work, mm-hmm. little by little. I'm not overdoing it, but, you know. And I think all my medical tablets and all that were done from Medicare benefit. And I am so grateful, you know, that I have that opportunity to, all my tablets and all that, I get them from medical benefit. If it wasn't for that, it would have been a situation where I had to pay for everything. And it's, as we realize now, it's very difficult mm-hmm. financially,
yeah.
you know. So I'm so blessed that they can, and the fact that I can spread the word
right.
to let know how important it is and the help that they have done for me mm-hmm. in here in Antigua. Yes, medical benefit has helped me. I used to pay my benefits and I say, oh, I don't need, I'm not get anything. I'll be, by the time I'm gone, that I can't get anything. But it has helped for me a lot since I'm here, you know, since I'm in my situation, mm-hmm. being had a stroke and all that. You know, it has helped me tremendously. All my tablets and stuff like that are done through medical benefit, yeah.
Any final words that you would like to convey to our listeners?
For sure. I want to say to all men, it's very important. I know men and women, but men especially. I don't know if you realize how many young men, middle-aged men have passed on. And it's simple things. Most of us, if we know what our situations are, or what our symptoms are, if we know and we go to the doctor, we can have a little longer, more life. But if we are not going to do the certain things that we do and to go and check and all the things that we have done, you know, a lot of us are dying. Simply heed and know what we need to do before it's our last time and day, you know, on earth. Every day I say, God, you have given me a second chance in life, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I want to give information others to others, that not only for help, but God has been good to me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
I cannot complain, you know. That's I'm right. so blessed.
That's right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Southwell, for sharing. As well as the listener, I am sure they learned much. I did too. I wish you every success health-wise. God bless you so much, and you have
a wonderful
day.
Thanks for listening in on our conversation. We trust that it was beneficial to you as you continue to develop a more meaningful life. Do you have a topic or a guest you would like us to have a conversation with for a future episode on Lighthouse Conversations? We would love to hear your suggestions. Send us a mail at Caribbean Radio Lighthouse, P.O. Box 1057, St. John's, Antigua, or Lighthouse, BIMI, at gmail.com, or give us a call at area code 268-462-1454, or send us a message via WhatsApp or text at area code 268-782-1454. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can hear Lighthouse Conversations Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. on the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse. If you're in Antigua, you can listen at 92.3 MHz FM. If you're in the Caribbean, you can listen at 1160 kHz AM or listen online at www.radiolighthouse.org from anywhere in the world. Or you can subscribe to this podcast. Looking forward to having you join us next time. Bye-bye.